Oh, it's a hanger. Abe wouldn't dig that jazz. Well, it's a kick anyway, isn't it? What a great thing it is to be alive. My lords, my ladies, beloveds, would it embarrass you very much if I were to tell you that I love you? It embarrasses you, doesn't it? Abadji Rajad, Wubabadji. Now look at all you cats and kitties out there whipping and wailing and jumping up and down and sucking up all that juice and patting each other on the back and hipping each other who the greatest cat in the world is. Mr. Malenkoff, Mr. Talenkoff, Mr. Eisenhower, Mr. Woozer, Weezer, Mr. Wiser, Woozer, Mr. Woodhill, Mr. Beechhill, and Mr. Churchill, and all them hills gonna get you straight. If they can't get you straight, then no cat that knows a cat will straighten you. But I'm gonna put a cat on you. Was the coolest, grooviest, sweetest, wailingest, strongest, swingingest cat that ever stomped on this jumping green sphere, and I call this your cat, Dinesh. He was a carpenter kitty. Now, Dinesh was the kind of a cat that come on so cool and so groovy and so with it that when he laid it down, ha-bam, it stayed there. Naturally, all the rest of the cats said, man, look at that cat wheel. He's wheeling up a storm up there. He laying it down right. He know, get off my back, Jack. What's the matter with you? I'm trying to hear what the cat's putting down. They're pushing the Naz to dig his miracle lick. And the Naz say,
cool babies.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I ain't going to take 2, 4, 6, 8 of you cats, but I'm going to take all 12 of you studs and straighten you all at the same time. Say, you cats look like you're pretty hip. You say, you buddy with me. So the Naz and his buddies was goofing off down the boulevard one day, and they run into a little cat with a bent frame. So the Naz look at this little cat with a bent frame, and he say, what's the matter with you, baby? Little cat with a bent frame, he said, my frame is bent, Naz. Say, it's been bent from in front. So the Naz look at the little cat with the bent frame, and he put the golden eyes of love on this here little kitty, and he look right down into the window of the little cat's soul, and he say to the little cat, he say, straighten, boom, up went that cat like an arrow, and everybody jumping up and down say, look what the Naz put on that boy. You dug him before, said, re-dig him now. Everybody talking about the Naz, what a great cat he was, how he swung with the glory of love, how he straightened out all the squares, how he stumbled into the money changer's card and kicked the short change all over the place and knocking the corners off the squares, how he put it down to the cat, dug it, didn't dig it, put it down twice, dug it, didn't dig it, put it down the third time, dug it, boom, walked away with his eyes bugging me out here, bumping into everybody. And they're pulling on the Naz's coattail. They want him to sign the autograph. They want him to do a gig here, do a gig there, play the radio, play the video. He can't make all that jazz. Like I explained to you, he's a carpenter kid, he got his own lick. But when he know he should go and show and blow, and cannot go, cause he got too much strain on him, straighten out the squares. He sends a couple of these cats to his hippin'. So came a little 60-cent gig one day, and the Naz was in the bind. And he put it on a couple of boys. Said, boy, take care of that bummer, would you? Said, take it off your wig, Naz, we'll cool it. And he started out to straighten it out for the Naz. And he got about halfway over to where they're going, and he came to a little old 20-cent pool of water. And he got right in the pool of water with the boat. And all of a sudden, blam, the lightning's flashing and the thunder roared, and the boat is going up and down. And he pulled cats, thinking every minute going to be the last. One cat look up, and here come the Nell. Cool as anyone you see. Right across the water, stomping. And there's a little cat on board, I think his name is Jude. He say, hey, Naz, can I make it out there with you? And then Naz say, make it, Jude. And old Jude went stomping off that boat, took four steps, dropped his whole cart. Naz had to stash him back on board. So the Naz say, he said, what's eating me trouble here, boys? He said, you hitting on that SOS bell pretty hard. He said, you gonna bend that bell knocking on it like that. One of the cats said, what's eating me trouble? He said, Lord, he said, can't you see the storm storming and the lightning flashing and the thunder roaring? And the now say, I told you stay cool. People who don't know that means to believe. To say cool is to be, to have the sweet fragrance of serenity rock your wig. See, so now everybody's talking about the Naz. Oh, this beautiful swinging man. How he's setting the country on fire with great sparks of great love. Like a swinging non-stop satellites going through all the lanes and valleys and putting down the scene with such beauty and such power and such charm that they now sparks 75 feet long shooting out of the grapevine. And they now got 5,000 of these little cats and kitties in the Naz's hometown where the cat lived looking to get straight. Well, he knows he can't straighten them there. It's too small a place to want to hang everybody up. So the Naz backed away a little bit. And he look at these cats and the kitties and he say, come on, babies. Let's cut on out down the bike. And there went the Naz. With these 5,000 cats and kitties are stomping up a storm. Behind him there's a great love river joy. It's going like a great chain through these gorgeous cats and kitties as they're swanging along in the beat of the Naz. And the birds are flying along one side and singing love songs to these cats and kitties. And it's a great jubilee of love. And the Naz talking about hopping to the hour, hopping to the flower, hopping to you, hopping to me, hopping to the tree. Naz had them pretty eyes. He wanted everybody to see with the eyes and see how pretty it was. And they're having such a glorious swanging time that before you know it, they were 42 miles out of town. Ain't nobody got the first biscuit. So the Naz look at them cats and kitties and they say, you hungry, ain't you, babies? And the cats say, yeah, Naz say we's digging so hard what you putting down. We didn't prepare, say we goofed. So the Naz say, well, we got to take it easy here. We wouldn't want to go ahead and order up something you might not like, would we? And they said, sweet double hippies, you put it down, and we'll pick it up. And the Naz step away a little bit, and he put a glorious sound of love on. He said, oh, sweet swinging flowers of the field. And they said, oh, great non-stop singular sound of beauty. And he said, stomp upon the terror. They did. He said, lift your miracle of the body. The body went up. He said, lift your arm. The arms went up. He said, higher. They went higher. He said, dig infinity. And they dug it. And when he did, whap, there's a flash of thunder. Look at my hands, a great big stuff, sweet, swinging, smoked fish. And in the other, a long gone crazy loaf of that southern homemade honey tasting sweet bread. Why, these pole cats flipped. Naz never did nothing simple. When he laid it, he laid it. When the says, oh, Bubble Judge, oh, my budge, sweet love.